Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we want to note a rite of summer here at home, competitive eating contests. There are dozens across the country, people scarfing down ribs, pizzas, pies. There's even a professional organization, Major League Eating. We have a cautionary tale. But this past weekend at the granddaddy of all competitive eating competitions, the annual Nathan's Famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island, contestants were throwing caution to the wind.
He's devouring them. 15 in a minute and a half. Guts of glory, but only in America can a man eat copious amounts of meat in casings and get famous for it.
Eight-time champion Joey Jaws Chestnut did devour 61 hot dogs in 10 minutes, only eight short of his 2013 performance, which does not seem healthy. People have died trying it, including this past weekend. Walter Eagletail, 47, choked to death at the hot dog eating contest in Custer, South Dakota, right in front of a crowd gathered across from the courthouse at the annual event. Kate Najak, a reporter with the Custer County Chronicle, was there. Everyone in town was. And Kate, geez, what happened? Did people know he was in trouble?
Yeah, it was obvious pretty quickly. He collapsed on stage and EMTs, the National Forest Service guys, were actually on the scene. They were at his side within seconds, and of course everyone who was there to witness it was just kind of horrified and in shock and hopeful, too, at the same time, of course.
But they could not save him. We understand he suffocated. It was lodged in his throat. What a terrible thing to have happen, but, you know, this is a 4th of July tradition and a summer tradition across the country. Is it giving people pause there? How are they reacting to this?
Oh, sure. Of course it is. There are doubts whether it will ever happen again here in Custer, you know. And there was actually a blueberry pie eating contest scheduled for the next day that was immediately canceled. It's been kind of difficult. It honestly has. It's been difficult for the community.
Yeah.
It's a small town of 2,000 people, and so it's you take it pretty hard.
Yeah. Well, our best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kate Najak with the Custer County Chronicle in Custer, South Dakota.